morning, we hear in Peter's letter his exhortation to all of the people to always, always be ready to explain to anyone who asks the reason for your hope. Think for a moment, what is the reason for your hope? Where does your hope come from? Where does your hope lie? The reason I ask this question is because we live in an insane world, don't we? And it's interesting because I think in every generation that has been on the planet, someone has always said, this world is insane. But it's easier for us, I think, in this world, because we have this 24-hour news cycle. We have the internet. We are bombarded with information. Usually, the information by which we're bombarded is bad news. Where does your hope lie? Today, we celebrate the good news. And even in the gospel, when Jesus is speaking to his friends about his eventual death, he provides them with good news. And the good news is Christ conquered death. Death is not something for us to fear or be afraid of. And yet, we get bombarded with it through this news cycle and information and the shrinking of our world. I want to suggest to you that we really need to pay attention to our source of hope. And that source of hope has to come from within us. Because if we look to the world, hope is not there. The world does not recognize hope. The world does not recognize the truth that Jesus Christ has promised to us in sending the Advocate. The world cannot see the Spirit. And so we have to embrace that Spirit within ourselves with hopefulness and with joy. But most importantly, with an utter resolve. An utter resolve to believe that Jesus Christ did conquer death. That Jesus Christ is the source of love and the source of life. And it's only in embracing that resolve within ourselves that we can live that out. We can be present to the world who doesn't know the Spirit. And in being present to a world that doesn't know the Spirit, perhaps, we may have some influence on the transformation of this world. Perhaps we can take away some of the insanity that exists in our world by living the way Christ lived, by living the way Christ invites us to live. Unfortunately, the world thinks that's insane. And there's an easy explanation for that. If you think about doing the right thing is always, always hard. It's never easy to do the right thing. If it were, the gospel would be a piece of cake. We'd have no problem. It's always hard to do the right thing. That's why we come here. We come here to be fed in this Eucharist, to be reminded that Christ is within us. We go through the action of taking Christ into ourselves. And yet, it can be so easy to forget that as soon as we walk through the doors. That's why we have to be resolved in our hope. We have to be prepared to ask anyone, to illustrate to anyone what our reason for hope is when asked. But let's not wait for someone to ask. How about if we proclaim our reason for hope? And we proclaim our reason for hope by being people of Christ, by being people of the Spirit. So as we receive Christ in the Eucharist this morning, let it be our prayer that we can exude Christ outside of this place and perhaps bring some sanity